Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 16th of September. And as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And let's crack on with idea one. Unhappy customers walk away and find alternative suppliers. We all know that. But what happens if it's difficult to switch or that the alternatives seem to be just as bad as? Some would argue that's what many banks have actually relied on over the few years to keep their customers. And some new research by SAS actually highlights that. They suggest that 57% of current account holders either agree or strongly agree that UK's banks are failing to improve customer service. And a quarter said that they didn't perceive any bank to be the best at providing customer service. Well, that may soon be about to change. New legislation here in the UK, which comes into play today, actually makes it easier for unhappy bank customers to switch. Under the new account switching rules, consumers will be able to have their current account services transferred between providers in 7 working days, with their new provider managing the process on their behalf. SAS's research suggests that almost 5 million current account holders are likely to do that in the next 12 months. Now, that might seem as be a massive threat to banks. I can't help thinking it's a massive opportunity. Simply by creating remarkable customer experience, a differentiator, they would seem to be dramatically and demonstrably different from their competitors. What does that mean for your business if you're not in a bank? Well, I'd argue it's the same. It's easy for people to switch. It's easy for people to transfer to competitors. What are you doing to demonstrate you're dramatically and demonstrably different? And what are you doing to hang on to those customers? Think about it, review it, maybe ask your customers to see what they think. Idea two is to develop this. Does your business have that vision thing? Have you established and communicated a vision that stimulates, excites and inspires everyone in your business or even in your team? And do you have a clear strategic focus and direction that everyone's bought into and you work hard at practically developing, maintaining and building on this? Well, our research suggests it's what winning businesses do, and getting that vision thing is 3D characteristic number one in our 7 characteristics of 3D businesses. And we ran a great session in Sheffield last week with 40-odd business leaders. And we actually developed a very simple tool to help them assess their business. We thought, well, you might want it too. You can download it free from andyhanselman.com. And it helps you assess your business against 4 key ingredients. Do you have a clear vision? Have you established that vision? Have you got buy-in and do you engage your people in actually making it work? Do you create time to work on the business, thinking, working strategically, and use your vision to drive things forward? Are people's development needs linked to the vision? Have a look at the assessment, see how you rate up. You can download it free, have a look at it, get your people to think about it. More importantly, do something as a result. And idea three is to do something about this. If you're being frustrated with a customer service call centre, you've actually slammed the phone down. Well, you're not alone. Some new research from Aspect Software says that 65% of us have actually admitted to doing that. And quite interestingly, in the south, it happens a lot more than in the north. And one of the things also quite interesting is that, one of the things that people said is that in the south, people actually want conversations. In the north, we don't. What does that all mean? Well, arguably, you could say that customers in the north are less likely to hang up, just want to get on with it. Whereas the Southerners are actually keen for a chat. I think what it really means is, of course, that all customers are different. And really, customer-focused businesses ensure that their frontline staff are able to listen to, engage with their customers in an appropriate way. It's appropriate as defined by the customer, that is. And therefore, how does your business measure up? When it comes to customer contact, do you do things appropriately? And if you want to have a bit of a laugh, although I have to say there is some pretty terrible swearing in this, if you want to hear how one customer in the US reacted to poor customer service, have a look at andyhanselman.com and see what he said. I will warn you again, there's lots of swearing in it, but it's just amazing how he deals with his customer call centre that he rings. I hope you never get anybody like this. Have a great week. Bye.